Good morning and welcome to Talk of Our Towns. I'm David Paul, sitting in for Donna Quinn again this week. My mother dropped out of high school after the 10th grade. Not because she wanted to, because she really didn't have a choice. Back in the 1930s in the school district where she attended school, students had to pay for their textbooks. And her parents decided, well, she's the youngest and money is tight and she really doesn't need a high school diploma. Well, she always felt that lack. She went to Portland after that at age 16, got a job as a maid, worked at that for a few years, and a few years later met a soldier, my father, started a family. But all her life, she felt that lack of education holding her back and was determined not to let that happen to her kids. Well, maybe you would like to get back into school. Maybe for some reason you've not been able to continue your education. If so, for women who are in that situation, there is a conference coming up at Clatsop Community College on Saturday, February 10th, 2018. Of course, the Women Interested in Going to School, the WINGS program. Here to talk about that this morning, we have Chris Breitmeyer, the Clatsop Community College president, Mindy Stokes, director of the Lives in Transition program at Clatsop Community College. We have Jan Lehman, who co-founded the WINGS program, or Pat Lehman, rather, and Aaron Tansky, who is an alumna of the WINGS program. Thank you all for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Now, Pat, how did you come to co-found this program?
It started in 2001 at a meeting of the American Association of University Women in Seaside when we were looking for a one-year community service project. And we started thinking about our mission, which has a lot to do with equity and education, and thought, well, maybe we could do something for women who didn't have the education that they wanted and needed. So we approached the college, and the college was very receptive, and we approached Astoria branch of AAUW. And they were on board. And in 2002, we put on our WINGS conference, which was called Transitions for Women at that point. That was the one-year project that is now going into its 16th year.
Wow. And Chris, how does this fit in with the entire mission of the college, of Clatsop Community College?
Well, it really sort of exemplifies what our mission is. Our mission is about access to education and leading to transformations in folks' lives in our community. And WINGS does that. What it does, it's a very welcoming environment for folks who are interested in going back to school. It is a big step to take for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I was a first-generation college student, didn't know anything about what I was getting into. But what this WINGS conference does is shows you that there are people there that are willing to help, and that there's a path forward for you. And I have met so many students on our campus, graduates and current students, who started off in the WINGS program. And frankly, they're some of the best students I think that we have on our campus, because the support that they get starting with WINGS, moving often into Lives in Transition, just makes them a better student and gives them the support that they need to succeed. And that's what a community college is all about, helping members of our community in any way that we can, and particularly the underrepresented populations. And the women that come to this conference will find just a welcoming environment and folks who really, really do care about them.
Now, what are some of the workshops, the subjects? What can a participant expect to see, experience at the WINGS conference?
We have actual day of education and inspiration and information. We start with breakfast.
Uh-huh. That's always good.
Everything is free, by the way. Breakfast, lunch, and a professional child care for kids under 12. We have breakfast. We have inspiring speakers to warm everybody up.
I won't be there this year, so.
No. Okay. Well,
won't be
one
quite
less
as good.
One less inspiring speaker. You were great last year. We have this year, one of our kickoff motivational speakers is Cindy Price.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah, who
Councilwoman.
Is, yes.
Also a Coast Community Radio programmer.
Right. And she was great last year. Normally we have Senator Betsy Johnson, who gets everybody totally fired up. And Cindy stood in for her last year and did an amazing job as well. So we invited Cindy back this year. And we have students, past students from Wings, who tell people, you're about to have a transformational day in your life, and I did it, and you can do it too. And then we have a number of sessions, breakout sessions throughout the day, things like how to get admitted to college, what is the process, how to get financial aid, what scholarships might be available to you, what programs are available at the college, like things like the GED program or the Lives in Transition program that Chris mentioned that Mindy will talk about, and conquering math anxiety.
And that is a big one.
It is, unfortunately, but yes. But there are so many barriers in people's minds about math, and this session is just an amazing relaxer and informer, and career planning. And we have a panel of non-traditional career speakers, women who work in areas like, Mindy, help me out. Mindy
Four
arranged
speakers,
this.
Yes, we have one of our city engineers will be there. We have a representative from the She has her own business. She works in historic preservation of windows, fabricates them and restores them, and she is currently in the program at the college, the historic preservation program. We have a graduate of the automotive program that's out at Mertz. She's a local mechanic. We have a woman that owns a construction company from across the river. She, too, is an LIT graduate. So we are going to offer all of these amazing speakers who work in non-traditional careers and make a very good living doing what they do, and they love it.
Thank you. And you can see that there are lots of different pathways that people can take to success. And we try to acquaint people with those possibilities, give them the support that they need, and help them along the way.
And your keynote speaker this year is
Teresa Miller, who was a Wings student a long time ago, and an LIT, Lives in Transition student. She went on to get a career in criminal justice. She is working on her master's degree right now, and she works with some very challenging young men at the Nacelle Youth Center.
And Mindy, talk a bit about Lives in Transition. This is a kind of a unique program, seems to me, at Clatsop Community College.
So speaking of Teresa, who's our main speaker at the conference this year, she's an LIT graduate. And in LIT, we offer trauma-informed education.
What would that be?
So what does that mean? That means that we in our program know that a good percentage of our students have suffered lots of trauma in their childhood and adulthood. And those traumas can include violence, poverty, racism, grief such as losing a loved one, all kinds of things. And we know that if we don't address those issues, or at least provide a trauma-sensitive environment where we know that many of our students have been affected by these issues, so we create a safe environment while giving them challenging curriculum. We know that if we don't do that, their chances of dropping out are much greater.
Mm-hmm. And what other tools does Lives in Transition?
So Lives in Transition is made up of two classes, free classes. The college believes in the program so much that they pay for the classes for students. The two classes are called Overcoming Barriers to Student Success and Life Transitions. In Overcoming Barriers to Student Success, we show the students the infrastructure of the college. So we introduce them to financial aid. We pay for their admissions fees. Pay for their testing fees to determine which level of reading, writing, and math they are at so that they can be placed in an appropriate class so they waste neither time nor money. We help tutor them. If we can't do that job, we introduce them to the tutoring department at the college because we have a robust tutoring department. We have amazing people all over the campus who are there to help. And in LIT, what we do is we introduce our students to those people because so much of college is figuring out where to go for the help that you need. And we help do that with students. And we advocate for them on our campus as well as the greater community if they need that and ask for that.
And how long does the Lives in Transition program last?
Well, it depends. If you take it at nighttime, you'll go for 2 terms because you can only take 3 credits a term.
And a term being in how long?
Quarter, about 10, 11 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can, as I like to say, bust out the program in 1 term if you take it back-to-back, 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Tuesdays and Thursdays on our main campus. We offer classes in Seaside when we have enough interest. We also have a new part of our program that's been in existence for a couple of years. It's called Transiciones, and it's geared for Spanish speakers.
Mm-hmm. And we have an alumna of the WINGS conference and the Lives in Transition program here with us this morning, Erin Tansky.
Hi there.
Yeah, how did you get involved with WINGS and Lives in Transition?
I actually went to the WINGS program on a whim, and it was the best thing ever. Betsy Johnson was a speaker, and she was amazing, like Pat said. She's very inspirational, a very energetic woman. I had no idea that the Senate could be so interesting. she really was inspiring. All the women that spoke that day were inspiring. We had a gal there that was older like me. I'm in my 50s and divorced, and she had a similar story, and her story was so much worse than mine. And to hear of her success from first starting in the WINGS program and then continuing in college, I believe she was with numbers, something. So she liked to do numbers, what her major was. But she was such an inspiration, and I thought if she could do it with all the bad times that she'd been through, that I could do it. And so I joined the Life in Transition. I did the daytime, you know, got it done in one semester. Life in it was Human Development at that time is what it was called, in Life in Transitions, with Shelley and Sierra, and they are fantastic teachers. Like Mindy said, there was a lot of trauma with pretty much everybody's been through something, and Life in Transitions classroom and resource center, where I now work at the college, is a safe place to be, and it's nice to know that what happens in LIT stays in LIT. The college, I've only been in Astoria 3 years, and the college has given me a place to belong. I've met so many people that are inspiring, and not only the teachers and the advisors. I'm friends with the vice president because she was my boss when I first started at the Life in Transition Resource Center. I feel like I've got a good in there. And my advisor is amazing. She understands me like nobody else. And when I get frustrated working with financial aid or figuring out what classes I can take, she understands me enough to help me figure it out. And I'm doing associates in arts major, and I'm doing half-time student. And it gives me time to work and still go to school, and I'm getting financial aid, which is paying me not only for my classes but to work at the college 15 hours a week. And the financial aid has been such a lifesaver with my new life and trying to support myself. I've actually been successfully supporting myself for 6 months now. My housemate moved out, and I can do it on my own, and I feel great.
Now, when you first started, as you say, recently divorced, you had kids. Was that an obstacle?
My kids are luckily adults, and so my husband had informed me my job was done, and I could go now. And so...
well,
at the time,
nice
I was
guy.
Shocked, but it's been a great blessing. I'm a songwriter, so someday you might hear a song about that. But music is my major. I just know that the school is I'm in math right now. I am conquering it. There is very much math fear. I thought I was great at math, and it's tended to be a little bit more of a struggle than I expected, but I'm making it through. My first math class, I got an A in. This is my second math class this semester, and it's a little more struggle, but I'm doing it. And I'm taking a world religions class this semester.
Oh my gosh.
Also, mm-hmm. And it's so interesting, and the teacher's really good to listen to. He's a good speaker, and just all the teachers are supportive. Professors, excuse me. And it's just such a better place to be for an education. I'm in my 50s, and last time was beauty school, and before that, high school. So school has changed.
Sounds like it's really expanding your horizons.
I love it here.
I hadn't realized that math anxiety was such a common affliction, but apparently it's a real barrier.
It is. It's the number one barrier to success at any college, community colleges or universities. And frankly, we get a lot of our students are underprepared when they come to us. So we have programs that support them. Mindy mentioned earlier tutoring. And I think that's if folks are struggling, that's the biggest resource that they can utilize to help them succeed. You know, we're really looking at our developmental math program, and that's what it's called before you get to college, to look at what we can do to ensure that students are successful. Nationally, the statistics are pretty dismal. If a student starts in a developmental class and they have, let's say, two courses that they have to get to before they get to college level credit, about 10% will make it through. She's going to make it through. We already know. Mm-hmm. And we're... Of course, we're way better at ClatSup. I don't want to toot our horn, but I do it all the time. We have a really strong math department, and those folks, our instructors in there are doing everything they can to help people make it through that. But it's a barrier, and it's something nationally that we're looking at in terms of what kind of math does a student really need to be successful? And we're looking at creating different pathways. And we're working in concert with universities to develop that, because ultimately, if our students are going to go on for a four-year degree, those universities need to accept the credits that we give. And until we can get together, it'll be a challenge to change that paradigm.
Now, you came from just outside the St. Louis area, didn't you?
Yeah, I was at St. Charles Community College. I was vice president of academic and student affairs before I came to the best college in the country.
So. Well, that's a good horn tooth there.
Well, I'm just speaking the truth right now as I see it.
Uh-huh. And you probably did some research about ClatSup and some due diligence before mm-hmm. you applied for the job. Did the WINGS program and the Lives in Transition program catch your eye?
Yeah, they certainly did. I mean, I don't want to sound like I was pretty selective. I had some options, which is really nice. And one of the things that really attracted me to this position was the breadth of programming, including the Lives in Transition and the WINGS program, because that is what the reason I got into community colleges. I didn't know a lot about community college before I actually became an instructor, but once I did, I knew I'd found a home, and I believe in this mission so strongly. And when I see a program like the WINGS program and LIT and what they do in terms of transforming lives, that's I want to be at a place that values that, and that these programs are equal with any other program that we have in the campus in terms of their stature. It's not like someone looks down and says, oh, Mindy, oh, she's just the director of the LIT program. That's sort of a side thing. And frankly, at some institutions, that kind of program is sort of hidden off into the corner or put, but here they're front and center. And so I wanted to be part of a place that had those kind of values.
You mentioned the mission of the college. In a nutshell, what would be that mission, do you think?
Well, I'm going to get it tattooed on my arm as a result of a vet. Well, you were involved in that as well. Thanks to Pat. Partly thanks to Pat, but that's not the topic of the show.
Oh, this tattoo.
yeah. But really, it's inspiring learning, enriching lives, and creating transformation. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to transform people's lives, and that can be in any number of ways. It doesn't necessarily have to be that you come to our campus and get a degree and transfer on. You can come and get a certificate and improve your skills at a job. You can come and take a class and just be enriched. We have such a wide variety of offerings, from community education, GED, lives in transition, the more traditional classes. We have some really transformative and dynamic career technical education out at our Merch campus with the maritime program, welding, historic preservation is really unique.
That is pretty unique.
Yeah,
that's getting some national recognition.
Yes, it is, and it's something that I think that this community should be proud of of their community college, and what we do there is amazing, and I just encourage everyone to take advantage of it. I mean, we've got New Patriot Hall. If nothing else, come up and check that out and exercise. You can watch me struggle occasionally if you're there, probably in the afternoon. But it's a really, really great place for all kinds of activities.
Now, imagine that you have a Lives in Transition student getting toward the end of the program, getting ready to complete it. What's next? What does Lives in Transition do to help them take that next step?
Well, if they're an LIT, they are on my advisee list. So they've been in my office many times, and we've been looking at their options regarding school. We're looking at classes, what degree they want, or certificate, or do they want to transfer on to university, which university. If that's the case, then I'm looking at the chairs of departments where they plan to transfer to and making connections in that way for them, or with them, I should say. So, for instance, I have a student who's interested in early childhood education. She told me which college she's interested in, and so I emailed the chair of that department, copied her on the email, and helped start a discussion so that it's not so overwhelming for that student.
So they're not by themselves then if they want to pursue that particular...
Absolutely not, and they shouldn't be by themselves. That's the beauty of working at a community college. I, too, like my president here, whom I think is amazing, and I'm so grateful he's here. I too, am a first-generation college student, and I have been an educator a long time. I taught middle school, high school. I taught at a university and two universities in Tampa and St. Petersburg, Florida, and one was a campus of 40,000 people, and my class had 60 people in it. And my dream had always been to teach at a community college, and the reason why is because in my 20s, when I started back to school after dropping out of a university, I went to a small campus in Northern California, and my instructors were so kind to me. I sat for hours in their office getting tutoring, forming friendships. I once was in a trig class, and I'm good at math, but my trig teacher scared me. She was such a meanie. So I told that. I informed my previous algebra teacher, and she said, "Mindy, come to my house every Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Once I've had dinner, you come to my house and I will tutor you every week for an hour for free." Those are the kind of instructors that I had at the community college. And that's what I always wanted to do. That was my dream. And Clatsop is my dream come true because I get to work with students every day who are just like me, who want to do better with their lives, who just are looking for some inspiration and a little help navigating the ins and outs. And you give them that, and you support them, and you inspire them, and they take off, and they reach their dreams just like Aaron.
Most definitely.
Just a point of clarification. I'm not sure everybody understands this, that WINGS is a program targeting women only. Lives in Transition is for both women and men.
Oh, really?
I don't think we've mentioned that before.
That's true.
The other thing I'd like to say is that we have a half-day concurrent session called Wings Latina, mm-hmm. which is taught in Spanish mm-hmm. and starts in the morning, starts with us, has the same breakfast and lunch, and then a session specifically for Hispanic women. And that is in its third year, and it has been extremely successful. We hope to see it continue in the same way.
And is there a Lives in Transition program specifically for
perfect
Spanish
question.
Speaking?
And I have a perfect answer. Yes. Okay. We have Transiciones, Costa Uno and Costa Dos, and we have both classes running right now. And we have a total of 21 students in that part of the program.
Ah,
so those women,
Spanish.
Yes, they are taught by a fantastic instructor named Yoli Turner, and she, once they leave Transiciones, they will go into LIT and then to the greater college, the bigger campus. So we are reaching all kinds of folks.
Does Transiciones include language acquisition, ESL courses, programs?
No. What we do is we offer similar education, only in Spanish, similar to LIT, but only in Spanish. And again, we familiarize these women, and this is only women only from Transiciones, mm-hmm. and we familiarize them to the campus, because what we know, one of the biggest barriers for Hispanic women is assimilating into the greater campus, and that's one of the biggest goals, and also IT skills, computer skills.
Oh, Now, is there a limitation as far as size for the WINGS conference?
Well, we haven't had a limitation, but we have stretched our resources. One year we had 72 participants, and that was too many. it minimized the opportunity for personal contact between the staff and the students.
In a sense, like the personal contact is all important here.
It's all important. But if we have 50 students, we're very happy, and we usually do. That's about our average. Up until now, we have serviced almost 800 women in this area.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is amazing. In 2011, we won a national award for the WINGS program because it is unique and it does fulfill the mission of AUW very nicely.
Well, congratulations.
Thank
congratulations.
You.
Now, as far as, say, a woman who wants to return to school has children, does the WINGS program or Lives in Transition help with child care at all?
So if you go to the WINGS, we offer free child care for children 11 and under. That day.
Mm-hmm.
And if you sign up for LIT, we in LIT, we write grants to get money to support students. And one way we support students is by offering child care reimbursement. We know the two biggest impediments to finishing school are gas money and child care money.
Getting there.
And we offer both in
really?
LIT, yes.
So if a woman keeps track of the receipts or what have you for child care and gasoline getting to and from school?
So what happens is every week we give them a form to tell us how many miles they drove to and from school. And for every 25 miles driven, we pay them $5 in gas vouchers. And then for every child that they have, we pay them $1.75 per hour per child for the hours that not only that they're in our class, but the time it takes to get to and from class.
Oh, my goodness. And would that be also true, reimbursement for bus money?
We do, and the college is great at this. Bus passes are now $60, and so the college pays for half, and we pay for half.
And again, this is coming up on February 10th. Up at the campus, where on the campus will they find the WINGS
in Columbia Hall?
Columbia Hall.
Right, right across the street from, right across Lexington Avenue from the beautiful new Patriot Hall.
And runs from 8 in the morning to 3:30 in the afternoon. And how can people either register or contact you about the WINGS conference?
They can register online at www.wings-clatsop.com. Or they can call me at 503-717-1852. I'll be happy to take their calls, or if I'm not there, they can leave a message and I'll get back.
Well, this is a wonderful, wonderful conference and a great program, Lives in Transition. And what can we say about Clatsop Community College? It's our Harvard on the Hill here. And,
it's the best. I told you. It's already the best.
And it's beautiful.
Yes, it is.
And that's about all the time we have for Talk of Our Towns this week. Thanks so much for listening. Stay tuned next week when Donna Quinn will be back. I'm David Paul saying thank you for listening to Coast Community Radio.